Have your Bible, turn tonight to the seventh psalm. In the seventh psalm, the Bible says in verse 1, O Lord my God, in Thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me, lest He tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces while there is none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is mine enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lie mine honor in the dust, Selah. Arise, O Lord, in thine anger. Lift up thyself because of the rage of mine enemies. And awake for me, do the judgment that thou hast commanded. So shall the congregation of the people compass thee about. For their sakes, therefore, return thou on high. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to mine integrity that is in me. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God trieth the hearts and reins. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judgeth the righteousness, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. He hath also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordaineth his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity, and hath conceived mischief and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit and digged it, and is fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall turn upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own path. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. I won't preach just a little while, if God be my help, on this thought, in the face of the enemy. In the face of the enemy. Have you got any enemies tonight? Amen. Have you got any enemies? Amen. I mean, you got people that just hate you. I hope not. I hope you don't have no enemies. So I hope you don't have a bunch of people out there that just hate your guts. Amen. I hope you don't have a whole lot of folks out there that just despise you for who you are. I hope you've got better character than that. I hope you don't have many, amen, people out there that just hate you. I hope you're a good enough person, praise God, that there's people out there that may not like some things about you, but they don't just hate you. Amen. But in the face of the enemy today, you say, well, preacher, if we don't have no enemies, then there's nothing to face. We've got an enemy. The enemy, our enemy tonight is the devil. Amen. Their enemy tonight is the one that's fighting against us every day of our life. The devil is the only one that'll never leave us alone. Amen. I was talking to Bill the other night, and I was getting ready to hang up. I said, well, I'll do something the devil won't do. I'll leave you alone. Amen. Because the devil he's not omnipresent. He can't be everywhere all the time. But praise God, he gives us a fit. Amen. He gives us a fit. But I'm glad tonight that we've got help with the Lord. Amen. I'm glad that, in the Psalms we can see, praise God, when the enemy rises up his head, when he rises up against us, we have some help and some hope tonight in the Lord. If we didn't, we'd be a hopeless people. We wouldn't be very encouraged. We'd be a lot of discouraging times if we didn't have help. Amen. But I'm glad tonight, praise God, that we got help with the enemy. In the face of the enemy, praise God, I want to declare to you tonight, according to the Word of God, that we have help this evening. Amen? Number one, we got help in the Lord when we begin to trust Him. He says, O Lord my God, in Thee do I put my trust. When we begin to trust God, praise God, we've got a magnificent help. Amen? We've got someone who will come alongside us and give us that help that we need. And all we have to do, praise God, is through faith, trust Him, and keep our shields ready. Amen. If we trust in the Lord, praise God, the psalmist says, O Lord my God, in Thee do I put my trust. He said, I'm putting my trust in you. He said, praise God, I'm keeping my shield up, keeping ready, praise God, forever advance of the devil. He said, praise God, I know that the Lord's with me. I can look adversity in the face. I can see the devil face to face, and I can know that I have a help. Amen. Ain't you glad tonight that you've got some help?
Amen.
And all you got to do, all we've got to do, praise God, is put our trust in the Lord. Now, our young people sing it all the time, that I can trust Jesus. Amen. Hey, listen, you want to say tonight, there's nobody you can trust like you can trust Jesus. And Jesus will help you. Jesus will deliver you. He is our intercessor, praise God. He's our for us. He is that ever-present help in the time of trouble. Amen. He's the one that we can call on. And hey, listen, just because it don't seem like He hears don't mean He don't hear. Amen. When we trust the Lord, when we put our trust in Him, praise God, I can assure you tonight that He hears. When you're putting your confidence in Him tonight, I can assure you, praise God, that He hears. Now, He may be not working things the way we want Him to work them out, but praise God, God hears us when we pray. When we put our trust in Him, the psalmist said, oh Lord, I put my trust in You. Who are you trusting in tonight? Huh? Who are we trusting in? We ought to try to put our trust in the Lord. You say, well, preacher, I'm putting my trust in the government. Well, bless your heart. You're in for a rude awakening. If you think the government's going to take care of you, in case you haven't noticed, they would say they would be no new taxes. We've done got three of them since the beginning of the year. Amen. So if you're trusting the government to take care of you and you're trusting the government, praise God, you're in a bad shape. But the psalmist said, hey, listen, I can't trust in nobody else. But he said, I can trust in the Lord. He said, I'll put my trust in the Lord. The only one we can trust tonight is the Lord. Amen. He's the only one that we can put our trust in. Amen. In the face of the enemy, we put our trust in the Lord. In the face of an enemy, the Bible says that we begin to pray. How do you know that you got your trust in the Lord? Because you begin to talk to Him. Amen. You begin to communicate with Him and let Him know, praise God, that you're, number one, that you're on His side. And that you want Him to be on your side. So you begin to put your trust in Him. You begin to proclaim that trust and you begin to pray. Amen. What do we pray for? Hey, I don't know about you, but when the devil's attacking, when the enemy's after me, praise God, I'm going to pray for some defense. Amen? We need to pray for some defense, somebody to come along and help us, somebody to give us that help that we need at the time that we need it. And that's the Lord. That's Jesus, praise God, that gives us that help that we need. Amen. Hey, listen, a lot of times your friends, I know everybody here would like to help everyone here. Amen. We love each other, praise God. This is a loving bunch. But we can't always be there all the time. But there's one, praise God, Brother Bill, that can. Amen. When we trust the Lord, praise God, and we call out to Him and we say, oh, Brother Charles, he needs some help. Amen. We say, Brother Bill, he needs a touch of God. And we cry out and we pray and we see God's face. I guarantee you it'll never go out in vain. Amen. God will hear. And He says, save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me. Amen. He said, hey, I need some defense, and he said, I need some deliverance. Hey, do you need some deliverance tonight? Huh? Are you in a pickle? He said, listen, a lot of folks is in a pickle. They just don't know what they're going to do. Praise God, just trust the Lord and pray. Seek God's face. Call upon Him. Say, Lord, I need Your help. Do like the psalmist did and say, save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me. Amen. Who's the persecutor? The devil. As a roaring lion seeketh whom he will devour. Amen. He wants to devour, to tear up and destroy. Verse 2 says, lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces, while there is none to deliver. Amen. He said, I need some help, Lord, and I know my help. I'm trusting You, and it comes from God. Amen. God's the one that can help. It's when you get that phone call that Miss G talks about so many times, get that phone call in the middle of the night, praise God, and nobody's around, but glory to God, you can call on God. You can say, Lord, I need your help. Lord, they need your help. And God's right on the line. Brother Danny said that wireless communication. Amen. And the signal's always good. Amen. The signal's always good. God, hey, listen, there's never a bad signal with God. Praise the Lord. So he said, you trust the Lord and you begin to pray. We begin to cry out. And God begins here. What do we cry? Look what he says in verse 6. He says, arise, O Lord, in thine anger. Lift up thyself because of the rage of mine enemies. And wake for me, do the judgment that thou hast commanded. Amen. He said, we trust the Lord. We begin to cry out. We begin to pray. We begin to seek God's face. We begin to ask Him for assistance. And we say, Lord, praise God, rise up. Amen. Let me tell you, it's an awesome thing when God gets up. Amen. It's an awesome thing, praise God, when God begins to stir. It's an awesome thing when God begins to act. And it's an awesome thing when God begins to react. Amen. You say, well, preacher, would He do that for me? He does that for us all the time. If we could just realize, praise God, when we put our trust in Him and we talk to Him, He rises up for us. He rises up for you. He gets up for me. Amen. Why? Because He's taking care of business. He's doing that He promised He would do. Amen. Hello? What a blessing when we begin to see God move. You see, God takes the prerogative to move. Amen. Hey, small things don't stir Him. But praise God, when He takes the prerogative, now sometimes it does, but it's His prerogative to move. It's His prerogative to be stirred. It's His prerogative to offer that deliverance. Amen? Look at the 103rd Psalm. Let me just show you right quickly. Show you a couple of these tonight. Help your heart. 103rd Psalm in verse 6. The Bible said, the Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Amen? God is the one that decides to move. It's His prerogative, praise God, when He begins to institute judgment. God moves upon the prayers and supplications of His people in Psalms 103 and 6. And He begins to do that needs to be done because He's right in all His dealings. Amen? What I'm trying to say, I guess, God don't ever do nothing too hastily. God does nothing in a time manner. And God does stuff. Everything He does on purpose. See, God has never had to back up, Brother Rex, and said, oops. Amen? God's never had to back up and say, oh man, I moved too quick. God's never had to do that. Why? Because in His prerogative, praise God, He always does things right. Amen? That's why He's a righteous God. Amen? That's part of being righteous. It means He's right in all of His dealings. Praise the Lord. So not only do we trust the Lord, we begin to pray to the Lord. We begin to talk to Him in the face of the enemy. In the face of the enemy, we begin to search. And we begin to try to find. In verse 3, the Bible says, O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands. Number one, we need to begin to search yourselves. We need to begin to look at ourselves. Do you ever look at yourself and say, Lord, just where am I? How do I stand with you, God? When you see me, Lord, what do you see? Amen? You ever just get in a mirror and say, Lord, I see this man that I am. Lord, what do you see? Amen? He says we begin to search, we begin to look at ourselves. Amen? And when you begin to look at yourself, you begin to look at your ways. What do? How do you act? How do you react? What things do you say? What things do you do? Amen? Are they pleasing to God? You know what? Let me give you a litmus test for that. How to know that what you're doing is pleasing to God? Would you do it if He was there with you? Sitting in presence? He is, by the way. Amen? But it's so easy to put him out of our minds, isn't it? To put Him out of our minds and think, well, you know, I'm out here all by myself. Nobody really knows what I'm doing. Newsflash, God knows exactly where you're doing, knows exactly where you're at, knows exactly what you're up to, knows exactly what you're thinking. Amen? He knows. There's nothing hid that He don't know. Even the dividing asunder soul and spirit, God knows. So when you're out here on your own and you say, well, you know, it don't really matter what I'm doing, nobody knows. God knows. Amen? He knows what you're doing. He knows where you're at. So we have to realize that we need to look at ourselves and we just look at our ways. Because our ways, the Bible says our ways is not God's ways. Amen? Our ways are humanistic ways. Our ways are a lot of carnality in us. But God has a better way, praise God. And if we'll sit in the, that's why we need to walk in His way, the Jesus way. So we see we need to look at ourselves and you need to look at our ways, but we need to realize that God searches us also. Do you know God's looking into us all the time? And God's looking into us with a magnifying glass. Amen? He sees into the very depths of our soul. Look at the 66th Psalm. 66 and verse 18. The Bible says this, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Amen? We need to search our heart because we need to realize that God's a searching us also. And if we regard iniquity, sin in our lives, hello, are you listening? If we regard sin in our lives, then God won't hear us. Amen? Only time God will tune you out is, praise God, it's when we have sin in our lives. So we have to judge ourselves, we have to look at ourselves, we have to look at our ways, we have to search ourselves. The psalmist says so that God can do the work for us, so that He can rise up and become and just be God to us. Amen? Does that make any sense? Amen? That's what we have to do. That's our part. You know, we have to play a little part in this thing called salvation. We have to play just a little part in this thing called godliness. Amen? God didn't just create us as robots and we're all just beating around, you know, look alike, act alike, walk alike, talk alike. Amen? God made us free moral agents to make some choices. But He gave us the Word of God, praise God, so that they can be informed decisions. Amen? So that we can look at ourselves and look at God and see how God sees us and make those informed decisions. Praise the Lord. So we trust the Lord, we begin to pray, and we begin to search things out. We begin to look for the answers. Well, you know, when you begin to look for the answers come. It's amazing how God will begin to enlighten our minds when we begin to look for the answers. When we begin to desire to do the things and be the things that's pleasing to God. God begins to manifest Himself in us and show us, praise God, what's acceptable to God. Amen. There's some things that's not acceptable. But God will help us to rightly divide those. Amen. So we trust the Lord. Amen. And we begin to allow Him to move in us. We begin to search ourselves. And then we just begin to testify and just magnify God for what He's already doing. In verse 8, the Bible says, the Lord shall judge the people. Amen. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness. And according to mine integrity that is in me. Amen. He says what he says we need to do, we need to speak out and declare righteousness. You know what's wrong with the world today? Praise God, nobody wants to declare righteousness. What is righteousness? That's what's right in the eyes of God. But you know what, Brother Dean? Nobody wants to declare righteousness. We want to tread the middle way. We want to walk in that obscure way, praise God, just somewhere between right and wrong. Amen. And we don't want nobody to interrupt our little apple cart. And we just want to keep going along as we are, praise God. But God says there's a right way and a wrong way. Amen. And we need to just proclaim, praise God, testify about the righteousness, the righteous way. Because the righteous way is a good way. It's a way that brings joy and hope and gives us that peace and satisfaction in our soul. That comes from God. Amen. When God begins to move. It's that looking at yourself and checking up and seeing if you got clean hands and you got a clean heart. Those are the ones that Jesus said is going to be with Him during the millennial reign. Those are the ones that He said is going to saddle up and come back. Those that's got clean hands and a pure heart. Amen. Those are the ones that He's looking at. In Psalms 18 and 20, the Bible says this, "The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands hath He recompensed me." Amen? How's God going to reward me and you? Amen? How's He going to rise up and help us, praise God? He's going to do it whenever we begin to realize where we're at and we begin to have clean hands and a pure heart. Amen. He's going to begin to reward us. He's going to begin to recompense us. He's going to be able to, what that means, it means to give back. Amen. Have you ever thought, praise God, what it means when you're a child of God and you're trying to do good and God begins to bless you and God begins to help you? You know what that is? That's reward. Amen. That's recompense for your labors. You say, well, preacher, I never thought about being a child of God as labors. Amen, it is. And we have to work to do right. We have to work to be pleasing to God. See, we're living in a day of easy believism when people say, well, you know, if you just believe in the name, just accept the name of Jesus and everything's okay. But it don't work that way. That's not what salvation is. Salvation is accepting the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ and becoming like Him. Amen. Allowing Him to lead us and guide us, praise, making Him our Lord and our Savior. Amen. Allowing Him to lead us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. And we follow along, praise God, to be pleasing to the Lord. Amen. We begin to do those things that brings honor and glory to His name so that we can see Him high and lifted up. He says, oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God trieth the hearts and the reins. Amen. He said, hey, God, you deal with the wicked. But make an end to the wicked. Amen. I'd go further and say, God, make an end to wickedness. Help us to just turn from wickedness, from wicked things. Even the very appearance of evil. Amen. Amen. The very appearance of evil, flee from it. Praise God. You know why? Because it blesses the heart of God when you do that. Silly thought, but just come to my mind. Have you ever seen that Nicorette commercial? And you got the little fella that's in the corner, you know, and she pulls up to the red light and the fella's sitting there smoking a big old cigarette, just enjoying that thing. And the little lady or little guy, he looks over at him, and instead of him lighting one up, he gets him a piece of Nicorette and pops it in his mouth. Amen. And you got the little fella and his band down there, and they're just rejoicing. Yeah, you know, that's what God does. Amen. Every time, praise God, that we abstain from wickedness, when we turn from evil, praise God, that kid just sends off joy bells in heaven. Amen. Joy bells go off every time that we do things that's right in the eyes of God. Do you realize that? I mean, it brings joy to the heart of God. Can you imagine Jesus whenever you do right? Whenever you, praise God, you abstain from that temptation. And Jesus, He just smiles real big and tells the Father, He said, that's one of ours. Amen. You young people, whenever an old tempter comes along, he tries to get you to do things that's wrong. Tries to get you to size mom and daddy or do something that you shouldn't, that you know you shouldn't do. Amen. And whenever you abstain from that and you say, praise the Lord, I'm going to do right. And I'm going to respect mom. I'm going to respect daddy. I'm going to respect my teachers. And you do that's right. You know what happens? Something goes off in heaven. And it says, praise the Lord, that's one of ours. Amen. It brings glory and honor to God. It's righteousness. It's righteous living. Amen. So we have a testimony. Speak out, declaring righteousness. Not only do we have a testimony, but in the face of the enemy, we have a confession. We confess. Verse 10, the Bible says, my defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. Now the enemy's a saying, There's no help for him in God. The enemy's always telling us there's no help for you in God. Amen? He'll say, now that God ain't going to get you out of this one. You know I'm telling it right. The enemy, the devil, praise God, he'll say, hey, listen, you're on your own this time. God ain't going to help you. Amen? There's no hope for you. But what we got to do, we just begin to confess. He said, my defense is in God. Amen? Amen? You've got to say, hey, listen, devil, I know what you're trying to say, but I don't believe it. I believe God is on my side. And you're just an old liar. Amen. You're an accuser of the brethren. Amen. Because my Lord Jesus Christ, He's present and sufficient Savior for today. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you what. Well, you get to throwing that back at the devil. You get to throwing that back at the enemy. You talk about some mortar rounds. Amen. Amen. He'll be a hollering incoming. He'll be hiding his head. Amen. He'll be getting down the foxhole, praise God. When you begin to magnify and confess, God Almighty is my help. Amen. The devil can't do nothing with that. Who's he going to rebuke? He ain't going to rebuke you. He'd have to rebuke God. He done tried that. Amen. He come out the loser in that one. Amen. So not only do we have to have a testimony, but we have to have that confession that God Almighty is our defense, which saveth the upright of heart. Not only do we have to have that, but we have to recognize the warning. God says in verse 11, God judges the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. Amen? Do you realize God stays mad at the wicked all the time? Do you realize that? God hates wickedness. He hates wicked things. Amen. He don't like it. So we got to realize that God gives us a warning to the enemy. He said God hates wickedness. Amen. He goes on to say in verse 12, he said, if he turn not, he will whet his sword. Now I want to say, God never sharpens his sword if he's not going to use it. Amen? He's like that reaper in the field. That reaping hook will be hanging in the shed all summer long. But when it comes time to reap, praise God, the reaper will get out that reaping hook. And Brother God, he'll begin to sharpen that thing just right. And he's not doing that for his health because he don't want to wear that blade out. But he'll sharpen that thing up when he's getting ready to use it. And then he'll apply that hook, and he'll begin to reap. Amen. When God begins to whet his sword, he's going to use it. Amen. I believe God's getting ready, praise God. It ain't going to be long when he starts whetting his sword. It's about time, praise God, for the wickedness of this world, because it can't prevail. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. Amen. See, we don't have to be intimidated when the enemy comes. We have to realize that we have an advocate with the Father. Amen. You have an advocate with the Father. I have an advocate with the Father, which is Christ Jesus. Amen. We have to realize that there's a day of reaping a-coming. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 10, the Bible said the axe is laid to the root of the fruitless trees. Remember when Jesus said that? He said, the axe is laid to the root of the fruitless trees. Amen. I wonder how many Christian trees are out here today that's not producing fruit. God help us. Amen. We need to be producing fruit. Everybody around us, praise God, that's lost depends on it. Amen. In another place, he said, why let it cumber the ground? Amen. He said, hey, cut it down. He said, oh, no, not so, Lord. He said, let me dung it this year also. But let's give it one more chance. I believe there's a lot of folks today, praise God, sitting in our fundamental independent Bible-believing church that God's given one more chance. Amen. For fruitfulness. We've got out there and we've got away from God. But God's pulled us in, praise God. He's dunged us. He's given us one more chance. fertilizer from the Word of God, praise the Lord, to grow us, to get us where we need to be productive in our Christian life. So he says he gives us a warning. And then last but not least, he said we give him praise. Amen. In the face of the enemy, what do? We just give God praise. You say, well, preacher, it's hard to praise God when you're facing the enemy. Not when God's on your side. Amen. In verse 17, the Bible says, I will praise the Lord according to His righteousness and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Amen. Can you picture this? The devil's assailing on every hand. You're in the battlefield. Praise God. You got your armor on. That helmet of salvation and that shield of faith. Praise God. And you're standing on the battle lines. You're standing in the front lines. Amen. You've planted your feet. You're firm. You're not going nowhere. Amen. And you say, Lord, this is it. This is the battle. Amen. And Lord, no matter what happens, sink, swim, die, praise God, here in the battle today, I'm thankful, God, that I'm on your side. Amen. Praise the God of glory that I can put my trust in, that I can believe in today. Amen. How do you do? You say, well, preacher, how can you take a stand? Like, how can you praise Him in such an adverse time? We can do it because of that fearless trust that we put on Him in the beginning. The psalmist said, O Lord, my God, in Thee do I put my trust. We have no less place to put our trust in the Lord in the battle than we do in the beginning. The end of the battle, the beginning of the battle, praise God. We just got to trust the Lord. Amen? Fearless trust. Now, what does fearless trust mean? Fearless trust means being able to offer up full praise. Amen. To offer full praise, praise God, for when the battle's over. When the battle's finished, praise God, when we come out victorious. You say, well, preacher, will we win? We've already won. Amen. You need to read the last book and the last chapter. If you're a child of God, if you're on God's side, praise God, it don't matter how bad it gets, don't matter how bad the war gets, praise God, we win. Amen. We're victorious in Christ Jesus. Psalmist would say, blessed are all they who put their trust in Him. Amen. Blessed are all they who put their trust in Him, in the Lord. Amen. The Lord is the only one we can trust. Only Lord is the only place we have to go. Amen. In a time of adversity. So when we begin to see God and we begin to have these things in our life, the psalmist says, hey, praise the Lord, said, it's better farther on. Amen. He said, because he said, Lord, I'm just going to trust you from the beginning. I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to put my confidence in you. And he said, Lord, this thing's going to be okay. Because like I said before, Psalms 118, verse 24, he said, hey, today's a good day because God made it. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. The psalmist says we can have that same confidence day by day when we trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Amen. When we trust and obey God, what's your trust in tonight? What have you been trusting in? Amen. What are we trusting in tonight? I mean, what do you step out and put your confidence in this evening? Have you been putting it in some man? Have you been putting it in maybe yourself? The world? Things around you? People around you? You're going to be let down. I'm sorry to tell you. You're going to come out defeated. But if we can do like a psalmist, we can say, I put my trust, oh Lord God, I will put my trust in Thee. I will seek my deliverance. I'll get you. You'll rise up with me. I know You will deliver me. Amen. Who's going to deliver you tonight? What are you going through? Who are you trusting in? Where are you going to get your help?